T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently clear and 29 degrees. President-elect Biden's cabinet nominees are already signaling some confirmation fights on Capitol Hill.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says in the midst of a pandemic, confirmation hearings for the president-elect's nominees should be set for early January.
So that key cabinet officials can be confirmed on January 20th and soon thereafter.
The Senate has previously confirmed some top-level posts on the day of a president's inauguration, including President Trump's first defense secretary, James Mattis. Texas Republican John Cornyn says he has questions about foreign business dealings with some announced nominees.
Full transparency is the only option.
Republicans are also signaling opposition to President-elect Biden's nominee to lead the Office of Management and Budget, Neera Tanden. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
At Monday night's meeting, the Wichita Board of Education discussed the learning model for the rest of the year amid rising COVID-19 numbers in the community.
Board members voted unanimously to move elementary schools to full remote learning by the end of the week. Secondary schools will remain in remote learning. USD 259 Superintendent Dr. Alicia Thompson said the goal is to begin the transition on Wednesday and be fully remote by Friday. Dr. Thompson said COVID-19 is having a devastating impact on Wichita schools and central offices.
We have 334 staff with the active COVID diagnosis. 3 weeks ago when we shared this data at the November 9th meeting, this number was 105.
Dr. Thompson also said there are currently 1,137 staff members under quarantine, representing 16% of the district's workforce. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The Sedgwick County Republican Party announced Monday that former Sedgwick County Republican Party chairperson Dalton Glasscock has been selected for the vacant Sedgwick County District 2 commission seat that Michael O'Donnell resigned from 2 weeks ago. The decision came after the Sedgwick County Republican Party held a special meeting Monday evening to discuss O'Donnell's replacement. O'Donnell resigned after a district attorney's investigation. Glasscock will serve till January 10th, 2020, in the role of O'Donnell recently vacated. Sarah Lopez was declared the winner of the Sedgwick County Commission District 2 race on November 16th. Lopez beat incumbent O'Donnell by 264 votes. Police are investigating a fatal stabbing of 32-year-old Ricky Mason of Wichita.
At around 4 Sunday afternoon, police responded to a cutting at a residence in the 1000 block of South Richmond. The officers found Mason, who had been stabbed in the chest and later died from his injuries. The investigation revealed that a disturbance occurred between Mason and a known suspect over property. During the disturbance, the suspect produced a knife and stabbed Mason. The investigation is ongoing. No arrests have been made. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Trump is making his case of legal fraud in the state of Arizona. Cox's Kevin Cork reports.
A defiant President Trump once again saying that not only is the presumed result of the 2020 election fraudulent, he insists he earned an overwhelming victory.
But I know that we won Arizona, and we won Michigan, and we won Georgia, and we won Pennsylvania.
The call-in comments came during a hearing with Arizona lawmakers, in which Trump campaign lawyers alleged widespread voter fraud in the state. Not coincidentally, this happened on the very same day the state's Republican governor, Doug Ducey, certified a Biden win there, which drew the ire of the president on Twitter, where he responded to a tweet accusing Ducey of betraying the people of Arizona with one word, true.
Despite accusations of voter fraud by the president, the Department of Homeland Security is insisting there is no evidence of voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve. 10 in the morning now. 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock here on this Tuesday morning.
And our first look at the Tuesday morning commute. We have traffic running smoothly in most of the Wichita area right now. We still have construction going on in the southwest part of town near I-235 and Meridian and points north of there and west. So a little bit of slowdowns once traffic gets a little heavier in that part of town. And if we get any traffic accidents or tie-ups, we'll get them along to you right away. It's a traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Our weather is quiet right now, but things will really be changing by tomorrow afternoon. Clear and cold early on. It's going to be sunny and near 50 for the high. Partly cloudy tonight, low 28. And we'll likely start with a rain-snow mix on Wednesday afternoon with a high 38. And at some point, rain will change to snow Wednesday night with 2 to 5 inches of snow across some sections of south-central Kansas. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now mostly clear, 28 degrees. We have a south wind at 7 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. The holidays are right around the corner, and it's more important now than ever to shop local. The Monarch carries a variety of glassware, apparel, and gifts perfect for the bourbon lover on your gift list. Check out their full selection at 579 West Douglas, the Monarch. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:12 on this Tuesday morning. We had a mostly sunny, cool day across south-central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 45 degrees, normal high for the date, 49. So just a few degrees below normal for the date. In 1983, the average temperature in Wichita for the month of December was 16.4 degrees, making it the coldest December on record for the air capital and the second coldest month ever. The coldest month on record was January 1940, with an average of 16.2 degrees. So, yeah, it was a little cold there in 1983 during the month of December, first day of December here. On this date in 1955, Rosa Parks, a black seamstress, was arrested after refusing to give up her seat to a white man on a Montgomery, Alabama city bus. The incident sparked a year-long boycott of the buses by blacks. Rosa Parks, she became an icon of the civil rights movement in America.
And where is that bus now?
I don't know. Do you know? Is it in Montgomery?
It's in the Ford Museum in Detroit.
Ford Museum? In Detroit, okay. Nearly 1.2 million people passed through U.S. airports Sunday, the largest number since the pandemic gripped the country in March. The influx of travelers comes despite pleas from health experts for Americans to stay home over Thanksgiving. The Transportation Secretary Administration, Transportation Security Administration, TSA, screened at least 1 million people on 4 of the last 10 days through Sunday. While it's a big spike for the pandemic era, that's still half the crowd recorded last year.
It's only half of what it was last year.
With new reported cases of coronavirus increasing across the country, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had issued a warning against Thanksgiving travel just a week before the holiday. And in Chicago, authorities say a Chicago man has been charged with murder after a fatal fight that began when he put his hands in Thanksgiving leftovers. James Dixon is charged with killing Vincel Jackson, who was the boyfriend of the Thanksgiving party host. A prosecutor says Jackson was trying to escort Dixon out of the Chicago house because he put his hands in leftovers around 3 a.m. Friday. The fight moved to the porch, where Jackson was stabbed at least 9 times. Defense attorney Patrick Ryan says Dixon was properly defending himself. A judge set bond at $350,000. Argument over leftovers.
We see this all the time. Domestic situations where people get their tempers out of whack and something bad happens.
And could have been some drinking going on, maybe, Ted. What do you think? Highly possible. Did you travel over the Thanksgiving holiday? Get yourself tested, experts say. Dr. Deborah Brix of the White House Coronavirus Task Force urging Americans who gathered over the holiday to get a test, especially those over the age of 65. An estimated 9.4 million Americans went through airport screening over Thanksgiving week, by far the most since the pandemic began. Meanwhile, COVID-19 hospitalizations are nearly 100,000 per day. I would say we do not have a handle on this thing yet. Okay. 6:15 now, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And if you heard our news just a moment ago, the Wichita Board of Education came to the conclusion that they want to move all the elementary schools now to full remote learning by the end of the week. Secondary schools will remain in remote learning. This is USD 259 public schools, of course. And if you heard the Dave Wilson's report, they've got over 1,100 people, staff members at USD 259, 1,100 of them under quarantine. That's 16% of the district's workforce. Over 300 people have the virus in the school district, the workers.
You can only do so much.
Yeah.
With a contagious disease that still is not under control.
Not under control. And everybody, I don't know. Very frustrating. Very frustrating. All right. I'll just quickly mention here that yesterday.
Go ahead. No.
I was going to say yesterday about, I was over there in the studio next door.
Uh-huh.
You were in here.
I was in here.
And Tony Dusing knocked on, he came to the door and then he left because I was reporting something. He didn't want to interrupt me. I said, what was that all about? Said, did you feel the earthquake? I said, what earthquake? So, was there an earthquake?
You didn't feel it?
You were in here. You were in here doing something, producing or something.
Yeah, the entire building shook.
Oh, I didn't feel a thing.
Quite?
Maybe I was just.
Quite ferociously.
Maybe I was just concentrating.
What the heck?
So
we were like 8 feet apart, and I felt it, and you didn't.
I didn't feel it. Well, I don't know. I guess I was just so involved, I didn't know. What did it sound like or look like or feel like?
It was one of those deals where it felt like, a truck hit the building or something.
The
place just shook for a couple seconds.
Yeah, it's one of those. One of the two that I felt was in this building. About 2 hours before this time of day, but and Jad and I were here, Jad Chambers, and it felt like a truck hit the building.
That's pretty much what
bang.
It didn't last very long.
No, it was very short.
Something happened.
That felt like a big old truck hit the building someplace. That was it. So that's the third one in what, 4 or 5 days?
Yeah,
in this part of town, and nobody can explain what it is.
Well, it's an earthquake.
We know that much, but what might be causing these little earthquakes we're having? Okay. Where is science when we need it? It's coming up on 6:18. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. Ted?
And the new college men's basketball poll coming out yesterday from the Associated Press. And let's get a rundown of how things stack up here early in this COVID season.
Gonzaga stays put atop the latest Associated Press. Gonzaga stays put atop the latest Associated Press men's basketball poll released on Monday, the Bulldogs earning 57 of 63 first-place votes, the remaining six all going to Baylor, who stayed put at second. Iowa takes over third, up two spots, with Wisconsin and Illinois rounding out the top five. Villanova slipped out of the top five, dropping 9 spots down to 12th after falling to Virginia Tech, who joins the rankings this week at 16th. Meantime, Kansas slipped down 1 seed to 7th, but set a new AP poll record, ranked in the top 25 for the 222nd straight week. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Wow. 222 straight weeks in the poll for KU and no end in sight.
Man.
Who held the record before them?
UCLA.
That's correct. UCLA from 1966 through 1980. They were ranked for 14 years in a row.
Wow.
KU is on a 12-year streak right now with that. Some of that's interesting. So, yeah. KU is ranked number 7 in the nation in the AP poll this week. And speaking of the Jayhawks, they play tonight. It's number 7 ranked Kansas taking on 20th ranked Kentucky. Both teams are 1-1 on the season. This is the State Farm Champions Classic in Indianapolis. These are the top two winningest programs in college basketball history. Kansas and Kentucky. This is the 8th time they've met in the last decade. KU has won 3 of the last 4 meetings against Kentucky, and the Jayhawks are a 4.5-point favorite to get the win tonight. Live pregame coverage for the Jayhawks will begin at 7 o'clock this evening, the game tipping off at 8:30 p.m. KU Kentucky tonight. You can listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Prior to the KU game tonight, over on KFH, you've got the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, as your host. 6 o'clock tonight there. The Chiefs are 10-1. They're on a 6-game winning streak. They're in first place. And they have a big matchup Sunday night hosting the Denver Broncos at Arrowhead Stadium. Speaking of the NFL, Monday Night Football last night, a game you heard on KFH. The first-place Seattle Seahawks go into Philadelphia and beat the Eagles 23-17. Starting at wide receiver for the Seahawks, former Kansas State Wildcat Tyler Lockett had 3 catches, including an 18-yarder last night. In that Seahawks road win, back-to-back wins for Seattle. They are now 8-3 on the season. The Kansas State men's basketball team won last night, and they win in Manhattan, beat the Ruse of Kansas City 62-58. K-State jumped to a 17-0 lead in this one, 8 minutes into the game, and then held on to win by 4. Sophomore DeJuan Gordon leading K-State with 14 points and 9 rebounds as the Wildcats get their first win of the season, now 1-2. The Shocker women won yesterday at Coke Arena last night. They beat Alcorn State, and the Shocker ladies are off to a 2-0 start. Junior Asia Strong had 16 points. She got whacked in the face early in the game, had a bloody lip, had to have 6 stitches, and came back out and then put up 16 points. So she gutted it out, and the Shocker ladies get a nice win over Alcorn last evening at Coke Arena. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Can you guess the healthiest county in the USA? That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.